Please start standing up for a moment. So last week, as I just mentioned, we worked on the glutes. And the glute muscles, when you activate them, when you contract them, tighten them, they extend your hip joint, so open your hip joint, and they externally rotate your legs. So it's a movement of if you're going to stand on your feet and roll outward to the outside arch of your foot. That's external rotation, and you can do that many different ways, but one way is through activating your glutes. So today we're going to do a different kind of a motion. We're going to work more on the adductor muscles, which are the muscles that rotate your legs inward. They bring your legs in toward the middle. So as you're standing, we're starting at standing. As you're standing, just notice the connection through your feet all the way up into your hip joints. I like to start standing when I have the audience that allows me to, because it really gives you the opportunity to go back to what you have to do a lot during the day, is standing and moving and walking. And when you're on your back, gravity, you sort of minimize the forces of gravity, where in standing you have gravity. You have to work with it. So just noticing how you stand there and how the motion or the movement from each of your feet comes right up into your hip joints. So how much of that can you sense, that if you really feeling that hip joint comes right underneath you? So the hip joint is the top of the femur, that long bone of your thigh, and the top has that ball, and it's that ball going into the socket that's formed at the bottom of your pelvis called the acetabulum. So how much do you sense the connection right into that socket? And what's the connection on the right foot and what's the connection on the left foot? More than likely, if you had to lift one foot and stand more on one foot, you would find it easier to do it on one side than you would on the other side. And as you sort of weight shift from side to side, you don't have to actually lift the other foot. You can just sort of put it to the side and just notice if you lift your foot, you're going to flex that foot. If you just put it to the side, just letting it sort of, for instance, if you were going to be standing on your right leg and that left leg was going to just be unweighted and out to the side a little bit, then just notice how much you feel connected to that right leg. And if you had to turn your pelvis at all to do that. And then explore the same sort of connection on the other foot. So if you were to stand on your left leg, do you feel that, first of all, that left leg coming right under you? And what do you notice about if you're standing more on your left leg with your right leg a bit out to the side, how much of that support you feel right into that left hip joint? And what do you notice about the right foot that's just resting to the side? And then turn to look over one shoulder and notice how you use your feet to do that. How do you make that transition? And do you turn, you pivot through one foot? Do you leave your foot where it is? What do you do? And then please let that go. Just have a walk. And as you walk, just notice how you make the transition in from one foot to the other. How you use your hips, how you use each foot. And then you can walk yourself to the floor. So just file for yourself what you notice as you walk. So what you notice about how you make the carry through, follow through one foot, and then what you do with the back leg, how you use your hip joints. So similar to what we explored last week, but we're going to do something a little bit different. So come and rest on your back. get any support that you need. Particularly if your head is hanging back, you want to put a little bit underneath the back of your head. And have your arms alongside you, your legs straight and long. And sense the pressure underneath your heels, compare the right and left sides. Notice the turnout of your leg, of each leg, where your toes are turned to, which part of your foot you're resting on. So are you right on the heel, or are you more on the outside arch? And what do you notice on the right side compared to the left side? What's the pressure like underneath each calf? And you notice if you're rolling a little bit, if you rolled a little bit more into one side of your pelvis. So is there a sense that you've got one side of your pelvis rolled into the floor more than the other? And what's the space like underneath your lumbar spine? So typically we have an arch there. Just notice how pronounced that arch is at this moment. And if there's any discomfort that you're sensing because your legs are long in that lumbar arch. So have your legs a little bit apart and just choose one leg for now. You might decide to choose a leg that you felt more stable on, or you might, when you were standing, or you might decide to choose your favorite leg. For the moment, just take that one leg and start to very gently rotate it a little bit inward. So toward the middle, toward the other leg, but not a huge movement. Just notice that movement and feel the rotation of your thigh in the hip joint. So as you rotate that, just start with the one leg for a moment and just notice how you do that and how you include or connect with your pelvis as you do that. So as you rotate that one leg a little bit in, how much is your pelvis lifting? And can you do both? Can you do this movement and engage your pelvis to help you? And then can you find a way to keep your pelvis fairly quiet so that the movement comes through the thigh into the hip joint? So it's more the movement of the leg rotating and less about your pelvis. And notice if at what point in the movement does your lower back start to arch. And then let that go and just let that leg rest where it is. And then explore the same thing with your other leg. So just the beginning of that movement of just exploring that rotation inward of the second leg. And notice the difference. So how far in do you go before you feel like you're pulling it or working? And how far in do you go so that you can't return it in a continuous movement, but it becomes more of a pulling it back? And then let that go and pause for a moment and notice how your legs rest again. So you've just done a couple of movements of internal rotation. So this is not using the glutes so much, but more the adductor muscles, which again also go across your thigh, big muscles in your thigh that are just not in the same place as your glutes. Also a group of three or four muscles. So now please make a movement of, you can do both at once if you like. So very gently take both your legs and start to rotate them both a little bit outward. And as you rotate them outward, you're just going to slowly slide them so that you're going to slide along the outer aspect of your ankle and your leg so that your knees start to rotate and point outward to the side. So maybe we'll start with one leg. I see there's a little confusion here. Okay, so start with one leg and just take that one leg and rotate that one leg a little bit to the outside. And so you're resting on the outer arch of your foot and slide that outer arch of your foot upward toward your pelvis, keeping your knee to the side so that you're opening your leg in like a frog-like movement, sliding that leg up. Your knee will open to the side and be directed to the side. So if it's your left leg, you're going to rotate your leg out to the side, and then after it's rotated, you slide up along the outer aspect of your foot so that your left knee starts to bend to the side, and then you bring it back down. So it's the beginning of, if you're a swimmer, the frog movement. So you want to do this small because it's not like you want to lift the leg off the floor and then bring it back up. You want to really find that you're sliding it. And you slide it in a way that your knee stays oriented to the side as opposed to the ceiling. And then you bring it back down. So it doesn't have to be huge at this moment. It could be a small movement of just bending that knee. So it's really about your thigh turns outward, your knee moves out to the side, and your heel moves inward and upward towards your pelvis. And you can discover how much of your pelvis you're using to make the movement. If you're turning your pelvis, if you're lifting your pelvis, if you're lifting your back. And if it's your left leg, how much is your left leg hanging? How high is your knee to the floor? And so if you have a blanket or something that's causing you friction, that might be your limiting factor. You might need to change the surface that you're on. And pause for a moment. So that's using your abductors to take your leg outward, rotating your leg outward. So now do the same thing with your right leg. So you rotate your leg outward so that you rest on the outside arch of your foot, and you slide that leg upward toward your pelvis. It may not go very far. You might find that your foot maybe just goes toward the level of your left knee. So you're sort of opening it to the side, but here the idea is how much of the movement is coming in your hip joint and how much is coming from elsewhere. Okay, and then pause for a moment. And now please see if you can slowly bring both knees, open both knees to the side at the same time. But really try to pay attention that you're doing the movement together. So you're not lifting your foot and bringing it out. You're really sliding. And as much as you can, you're trying to make this into a very light, slow, lazy kind of movement. You want to think about a little baby that does this. They open their legs. That's it. So that your knees are pointing to the side. And then you come back down. And you just want to see if you open them at the same rate and the same amount. And how do you return them? Almost see if you can make this so smooth that it's almost like you're sort of moving over glass or ice, that you're just sliding it lightly without having to pull. So it's not a pulling movement in the groin. And the next time your knees are open, just keep them there for a moment and just notice which knee is higher. Which knee is turned more? So what's your sense of any, if it, they're level? Which side of your pelvis are you rotated more? And then slide your feet down together, And then one more time, slide them up together. Notice as you do that, if you're, how much you're engaging your lower back and how much you're arching in there or arching in your middle back. Okay, then please let that go and stay on your back
and rest for a moment.
So just pay attention to yourself as you rest and just feel the space in your hip joints. And compare the turnout of your legs to the way you sensed them earlier. So please roll yourself up to a side, come up to sitting. And if you need a block to sit on to be well supported and on top of your sitting bones and grab something, not something too soft though. And sit, if you can, here as well, with the soles of your feet toward each other and your knees pointing to the side. And again, they don't have to be very close to you. You can just do whatever feels comfortable in a way that you can still feel supported on top of your hip, your sitting bone, so that you don't feel like you're rounded too much, that you can really feel the support. So that's where that support sitting on top of something can help. So please have your hands somewhere for support. So they could be on your lap if you want, or they can be on the floor beside you in a way where, if they're on the floor beside you, if you turn them outward, your hands, your fingers pointing away, you're going to be locking up your elbows. And if you're able to turn them toward your, if you're able to turn your fingers toward your feet, then you'll find there's a little bit of a bend in your elbow. Because I don't want you necessarily to push yourself into your shoulders. So with your legs open to the side like that, just take your right foot and don't change the angle of your knee to your lower leg and start to slide that. So you're resting on the outside arch of that right foot and start to slide that foot a little bit more to the right and then back to where you began. Just a small movement. So you're just sliding the foot, again, not trying to lift it and then replace it somewhere, but see if you could just slide it a little bit away from your left foot without straightening your right knee or changing the angle of your knee. And if you need to modify your position, modify it. So if you can't be sitting like that, then what you could do is you could go back on your elbows and forearms. You could be sort of partly on your back and just propped up on your elbows and forearms, if that helps. Your legs out to the side, your legs open to the side. So you're sliding that right foot a little bit away, that's it, and bringing it back. Small movement. And how much does your body turn? What happens to your head and your eyes? So just experience the movement going away and returning without trying to pull it to the side or pull it back. Does your knee lift and lower, or can it stay at the same height as it was when you started? So we're not necessarily pulling your leg forcefully, but just sort of sliding that outside arch a little bit to the side and back. That's it. What happens to that left shoulder? What happens to your right shoulder? Do you find yourself pushing through your shoulders into your hands? How smooth is that movement of taking that right leg out to the side? Okay, and then pause again. Stay seated for a moment. And then come again to sitting, please, again with your knees out to the side. Explore that movement with your right leg again. And bring it somewhere to the right. So really noticing some of you, I see some of you moving your knees. See if you can keep the knee out to the side as opposed to up toward the ceiling. So there's no change in the angle or height of the knee. So keep your leg to the right, a little bit open to the right, away from your left. And in that position, just very gently lift the front of your foot so that you rock onto the heel. That's it, just a little bit of a movement of rocking from the front of your foot to your heel. So you lift the toes, you lift the arch of your foot, and you sort of rock a little bit onto your heel. And see what that does to your hip joint, and to your knee, and to your leg. And see if you can do without necessarily doing anything in your knee. So the movement is in your femur, but not so much in your knee. Okay, and then pause there again. Keep your knee out to the side if you can. And now do the opposite movement. So now lift your heel and go onto your small toe. Again, keeping that movement out of your knee, so it's not so much that you're now, your knee may change its height a little bit, but your intention is really to make that movement more from the hip joint, more from the femur. And then again, bring your slide that knee, that leg back towards the left one, and just do a couple movements of sliding it out again, just to explore how you do that. Nice. Okay, and then let that go, please, and lie on your backs to rest. Notice the difference along the right and left sides of yourself. Sense the shape of your lower back on each side. So please remain on your back. Have your legs long. And start to do the same thing with your right leg that you did when you were sitting. We'll just start to slowly open it to the right and start to slowly slide that right leg upward so that your right knee starts to bend to the right without lifting your knee toward the ceiling. And as your foot comes down, don't come down all the way, so you can keep your knee open to the side. And see if you can find, each time you do it, a little bit more space in your hip joint. And ultimately, can you open the leg in a way that your foot comes at the height of your left knee? But with the proviso that you're going to do this in a way that really, as much as you can, you're highlighting the movement into your hip joint rather than rotating your pelvis or lifting your back. So what's this relationship here between the turning in your hip joint and the turning of your right knee out? And you're trying to do these at the same time. So you're turning your hip joint, turning your knees, sliding your foot at the same time. And your knee stays pointy. Can you try and make this as a sort of a light, easy baby movement? Beginning of the frog kick for swimmers. So each time you do it, can you find a different connection into your back and into your pelvis? Can you find how you breathe and how your breath can assist you? Okay, and then again, just lengthen your leg for a moment. Just take a break. So please again slide that right knee up and leave it somewhere where you can keep it comfortably. Your sole of your foot is directed toward the left leg. Your right knee is out to the side. And in that position, do that movement of gently lifting your heel and rolling the weight to the small toe and the front edge of your foot. And then the opposite, rolling onto your heel. So you're going to rock from toe to heel. And with each of these movements, how does it affect your hip joint and your knee? So what happens when you go onto the toe? What happens when you go onto the heel? Imagine your outside edge of your foot is a rocking chair and you're rocking from toe to heel. Your knee, to the extent that you can, stays passive, but you want to feel the movement in your knee and your hip joint. And paying attention to whether you have to do something somewhere else that you think enhances the movement, but maybe it's a place of connection that is not that needed. Okay, and then slide that knee down so you straighten it. And then just do a couple of two or three quick movements of just opening it, sliding it up, and sliding it down, and some short, quick movements. Noticing if that changed how you connected to your back and whether you started to rotate your hip or arch your back. And then rest with your legs long. And sense if there's a difference between your two legs and what kind of difference there is. I won't put any descriptors to give you any ideas of descriptors, but just think for yourself. How does one leg feel compared to the other? How does one whole side of yourself feel compared to the other? So now, please gently roll onto your front. So you're on your stomach with your legs long and a comfortable distance apart from each other. And bring your hands close to your head so that your elbows rest on the floor and your palms are on the floor. And turn to look at your right elbow. So you're resting on your left ear, turning toward your right elbow. And your legs are a little bit apart from each other, like comfortably apart. And in that position, gently start to roll your pelvis toward the left and begin to get a sense of, as you do that, what happens underneath the right hip. Feel that right hip joint, which is the space in your groin between the leg and the pelvis. Feel that space start to open. And notice if your right knee starts to bend out to the right. So it's, the active movement is rolling your pelvis to the left and starting to get a sense of the connection into your right leg. So Can you do this without pushing into your right foot? Or into your legs? Or into your knees? So what are the muscles in your back that allow your right hip to release and roll? So your pelvis rolls to the left, which releases your right hip, gives it space to open. The more you roll your pelvis to the left, the larger the space under your right hip joint will be. And then you can begin to feel that right knee bending to the right. And you can start to sense the same movement that you had on your back, which is now the inner arch of your foot starts to slide upward, bending your right knee to the side. For those of you that sleep on your stomach, this is probably the position that you go to with one knee up. And with each movement of rolling, see if you can increase the space in your right hip, in your right hip, and the rolling of your knee to the right. So the more you roll your pelvis, the higher your hip lifts, and the more your knee can bend. The right knee sliding upward toward the right elbow. And as you bring it down, as you explore the movement of taking it down, how do you slide it back down? So it's a gentle, sort of slow, easy movement of rolling your pelvis to the left, letting your right hip, the space in your right hip joint open, and your right knee sliding upward toward your elbow. Feel what happens to your ribs on your right side and those on the left side. And then the next time your knee is open to the right, leave it open to the right and just rest there for a moment. And just notice where your lower right leg is, the angle that it has to your left leg. Notice how you had to change as you roll your pelvis to the left, what happens underneath your chest, and how do you get support underneath your chest to help you make this movement of rolling your pelvis to the left and feeling the space in your right hip joint. So now keep your leg to the right, keep it bent to the right for a moment, and just feel that space in your hip joint. And start to, now your hands are going to, you may need your hands, but you'll decide where you're going to put them, but do this movement of pushing your pelvis so that you can feel that your right knee starts to slide a little bit more to the right. So what you're really doing is lengthening that femur. So you're not doing anything with the knee. You're not changing the angle of the knee. Your knee is still up to the right. But you want to think about just sliding that knee a little bit more away from you and flattening the space in your hip joint so that your right side of your pelvis can come closer to the floor. So it's as if that right side, the space underneath your hip joint, is going to flatten a little bit. It's as if someone stood at the back of your pelvis, put their hand in your right pocket, and pushed your pelvis forward. That's it. So your lower leg is not going to slide away from you. It's the right knee that's going to slide away from you. And then how do you bring your knee back up? So which muscle groups and where are you going to get this power and the support to lengthen your knee away, to feel that your pelvis is going to flatten a bit, and then to open it again. Now, if you need to, you can bring your hands into a push-up position and feel the movement through your shoulder blades. So without actually pushing through your hands, is there a change in the movement in your shoulder blades as you lengthen your knee away and then as you bring it back? So here again, you may get into friction with your surface, so just play with that or move off to a different surface. Nice. So again, this is a sleeping place, so some of you sleeping on your back will probably sleep You might sleep with your pelvis turned a little bit more to the left and have a big space underneath the right hip joint. My guess is you would, because that's probably going to give you more support. But then here's the other option. Here's the way of seeing how that you can move through that hip, through how that leg can lengthen away from you. Perfect. Okay. And then just let it go. Again, lengthen that leg away. Lengthen it down. And then just do two or three quick movements of just drawing it up. And how do you use your pelvis to do that? Okay, and then let that go, please, and come and lie on your back to rest. So if you think of infants, this movement of drawing your legs up, your knee up, and down, they do it several times also, just to play, is a precursor to starting to creep and to crawl on your hands and knees. They have to learn how to use their hip flexors and how to use the back muscles if they're going to powerfully move, propel themselves forward on their knees. So how do you rest now? What's the difference between the right side and the left side? And if you did a small movement of rolling your head, is there a difference with how it rolls right and left? Lovely. And then let that go. So we've done everything on this one side. So you might sense the difference between one leg and the other, one side of your back and the other. And if you're interested, you can take a moment and stand up to sense how you stand on one side compared to the other. And if you're not interested, that's fine. You can observe yourself lying on your back. So for those of you that chose to stand, just notice the support in each leg and the sense of connection into the hip joints, if there's a difference between the right and left, and if there's a difference from earlier. Do you have a leg that you can rely on, and is it more clearly, and is that different than it was before? And for those of you that chose to stay on your back, just feel the line going from the sole of your foot up into your pelvis and all the way up into your shoulder. So it's as if you were standing on one leg and you just feel the support through that one side. Those of you that are up or up standing up, just take a couple steps and walk and notice how you do that. And then find yourself back to the floor on your back. So we did all those movements on the right side. Now we're going to explore them on the left side. And I deliberately did that so that you could just sort of see the difference, and I'd be interested to hear later on what you noticed in this interval between right and left. So please come and sit with the soles of your feet toward each other. Have your legs up to the side and notice your ability to do that now. So your feet don't actually have to touch. You can just have them facing each other, whatever is comfortable. The more important thing is that you can feel comfortable and supported on your sitting bones. And start the same movement with your left foot, just sort of sliding the outside arch of your foot a little bit away and then back. So wherever you have your arms, and some of you have your arms behind you, some of you on your lap, how much do you have to actually push into your arms? And how much can you just... So it's your whole leg sliding. So it's not your foot flexing and extending, but you're going to slide that knee outward. So your knee is going to move a little bit more out to the left. That's it. Now you're not changing the height of your knee. You're going to slide it. Just you're staying on the outside arch and you're going to slide your knee a little bit. That's it. So you're opening your legs a bit more. Perfect. Because that really gets at the abductor muscles. So how does this leg slide out compared to the other leg? And what is your ability to sense this right into the femur and hip joint, and how much of it is coming from your back? So there's going to be a little bit coming from your back, but where can you sense this movement coming from more clearly? That's it. So now, just have your leg there for a moment and do the same. Just do a couple movements with the left leg out to the side. That's it. And then do a couple with the right leg. And you're only going to go as far out as is comfortable. So just notice the difference with what you do when you take the right leg out and what you do when you take the left leg out. How much that left leg is rotated outward compared to the right one. Are you using the same effort in both legs? Is one lighter? Can you feel that you're sliding over ice more clearly in one side than the other? And how much of your whole body do you involve? Okay, and then please let that go and come onto your backs to rest. So stay on your back, please, with your legs long. And now start this movement of exploration. Actually, just do one movement of taking your right knee up to the side and sliding it up. And bring it down. And then do the same thing with your left leg. So slide your left leg a little bit at a time, just to explore. So you've just reminded yourself what your right knee is capable, what your right leg is able to do. Just go slow with the left. So you're just going to take your time with the left, explore a little bit at a time. A little bit up and a little bit down. You don't necessarily want to bend it up to the side all at once. You want to pay attention to how much you're rolling your pelvis to do it. Sometimes it's helpful. Sometimes what we do is we put our hands on our hip bones. Pelvic, the bones in the top, and just see if your pelvis is moving. And how much your pelvis moves as you open your left leg out to the side. So can you do this movement again without lifting your knee to the ceiling? Just keeping your knee hanging to the side. So can you actually slide your leg a little bit down and keep your knee open? So you don't have to lengthen it each time, you just slide it a little bit up and down with your knee open to the side. See what that movement feels like. And then please leave your knee open. So this is your left knee now, leave your left knee open. And just gently lift your heel and roll your weight into the little toe and front edge. And then lift your toe up and roll the weight into your heel. So this is that rocking movement that we did on the other side. And just notice how each movement affects your hip and your knee. Just rocking. So it's not a big movement, it's just a small little rocking movement from heel to toe and toe to heel. Keeping your knee passive, by feeling the movement again in your knee and your hip joint. And if you can remember, how does this movement compare to when you did it on the other side? And then when you're ready, you can just straighten your leg and take a break. Feel the length. the weight behind your thighs. And sense the difference between the two sides of yourself. And now just do a small movement with that left leg of just sliding it up and down a few times quickly. That's it. Nice. And then let it go and do the same thing with your right leg. Okay, and then please pause and rest. Again, paying attention to yourself. It's always helpful to just, each time you rest, to even sense something new, to look for something new, to pay attention to a different area of yourself. So please now come and roll onto your stomach again. So again, your legs are long and comfortably apart. Your palms and your hands are near your head and each other. And turn now to look towards your left elbow. So your right ear is on the ground, you're looking toward the left elbow. And gently start to roll your pelvis a little bit toward the right. And as you do so, feel the left side of yourself beginning to open, just slowly. You remember the movement from the other side, you know the kind of effort that you need to do it lightly and gently. So just gently working in. And there's going to be a real tendency to push through that long right leg. How can you sort of not push and just really feel the movement of sliding your pelvis to the right, feeling that left knee bending and coming up, and then coming back down. Again, you're using the muscles in your back that allow you to release that left hip. That's it. And feel your chest. Your chest is really important in this. Because you're lying on your chest, it's really important to sense how you can feel the space underneath your chest and the weight of your chest on the floor. Really sliding that inside knee up and down. That's it. Now keep your legs long for a moment and just roll your pelvis to the right a few times. Just some quick movements of just rolling your pelvis to the right. And notice what your heels do. And that your left knee will soften and bend a little bit, but you're just feeling that movement, just bent, gently rolling your pelvis to the right. So, just pause for a moment. And then once again, slide your left knee to the left, so sliding it up. That's it. And keep it there. And make that movement of pushing your left knee a little bit forward so that your left hip joint comes closer to the floor. And make it light and soft. Really soften your neck and soften your shoulders. Just feel it as a light little easy movement. So it's just a matter of, you know, your pelvis is rotated to the right in order for your knee to bend up. So you're just rotating, you're just sort of rolling it a little bit back more toward the middle. That's it, very gently. And now just lengthen your leg and just do two or three quick movements of just bending that left leg to the side. And then please let that go and come and lie your back to rest. Notice the changes from right to left. So the differences and also the changes in how you connect to the ground compared to when you began. Roll your head a little bit and notice how it rolls right and left. So stay on your back with your legs long and now do a movement of slowly but trying to make this connected movement of starting to roll both your legs out to the side and opening them at the same moment and then returning them. So you only go as far as you can really feel that they're connected, they're moving together, and then they return. And each time you can grow it so that your knees can open more and more and more. Your feet are sliding toward your body. And at some point, they're going to slide so much that you can actually feel you can lift your knees toward your chest. Above toward your chest. That's it. And then you can bring them back down. So you can open your knees to the side and start to bring your knees above your chest. And as you keep moving them above your chest, you can bring your knees and your feet to touch each other. And then you can bring them apart and bring them back down. That's it. Okay, now, everyone, just take a break for a moment. So again, open your legs out to the side, bring them upward, up toward your chest, and keep them at your chest or above, bring them together, so that your feet and your knees touch each other. And bring your right hand on your right knee and your left hand on your left knee. And relax your stomach and your abdomen. Keep your legs joined if you can. Your pelvis is on the floor. And start to use your hands to pull your knees apart. And as you pull them apart, you start to find a way of arcing them down toward the floor so that at the same time, each foot can touch the floor and slide back down. So here the challenge is to keep this movement in your legs and not lift your back to do it. And then you can come back up as you bring them out to the side, you bring them over your chest, you hold them with your hands, you open your knees to the side, you arc them and bring them back down. And notice the difference between your right and left legs. So now, just have your legs long and play with doing one leg only. So just bring your right leg out to the side, hold it with your right hand, bring your right knee out to the side and return it down. Just discover when your foot comes down and when it lifts. So the lesson here is releasing those adductors by looking for the relationship here between the connection between your hip and your knee. So as you take your knee to the side, something happens in your hip joint. As you lengthen your leg, something happens in your hip joint. That's it. Okay, then let that go for a moment and rest. Again, these are baby movements, really. And for those of us with tight hip joints or tight muscles around the joints, really good movement because we're really connecting through our whole back, softening the chest and really making this movement in the context of the pelvis. So now open both legs again to the side. Sweep them away from each other in a large circle. Bring them over your chest. And when they touch each other now, have your hands, rather than pull them apart, push them together. Push your knees into each other. And then pull them apart. So you can activate the adductors here, then pull them apart and arc them back down. So push them together first and then pull them apart. Well, actually, you can just push them together and then let them come apart on their own and arc them down. And then can you push them together and then pull them apart as wide as your elbows will let you and then arc them down? So you're arcing them back down to the floor as you pull them apart as wide as your elbows will let you. You arc them down. You can then open them to the side and bring them back up to your chest. And we should have played with that at the beginning to see how we did that. But safe to say that what we did is we hopefully got some more movement into those adductors. So just let it go and rest for a moment. Notice how your legs rest now. And feel the whole spread of your back and pelvis. And just compare and contrast how you meet the ground now to what you noticed earlier. And then please slowly come back up to sitting. Again, sitting with the soles of your feet toward each other. Just notice how you sit now. What do you notice in terms of the openness of your legs? For some of you, I can see your legs are open a lot more than they were. Bring the soles of your feet toward each other. And just notice now what it's like to take one leg away and then the other leg away. How do you slide one leg without changing the height of your knee, and then how do you slide the other leg? Lovely. And then when you're ready, slowly bring yourself up to standing. And notice how you meet the ground. And how the floor supports you and the turnout of your legs. And what you notice as you walk in terms of the swing through now of each leg and the movement in your hip joint, in each hip joint. And how does this contrast to those, to how you walked after the buttock lesson? So all these lessons can build on each other. You still use your glutes, but you also think about how your hips can move a little bit inward and outward.